This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This podcast is a philosophical brainstorming session, and it centers on the question of, is it sometimes justified for citizens to use firearms to overthrow a government or to remove from power elements of government that have become authoritarian or lawless or, in our case, unconstitutional or are committing crimes against humanity? That's the question, okay? So what I find interesting is that at first, a lot of Americans today, especially those on the left, would say, well, it's always wrong to bear arms against the government, that the government is the legitimate authority, the legitimate power, and you should never use guns against the government. It's wrong to rise up, you know, it's wrong to engage in, quote, violence or whatever. That's the argument. Now, what I find fascinating about that argument is that if you ask those very same people to go back in time to 1942, let's say, or 1943, or even 39, whatever, the era of the Third Reich. And in the era of the Third Reich, you, of course, had an insane, lunatic national leader, Adolf Hitler, of the National Socialist Group. That's what Nazi stands for, is National Socialism. So it was this radical left-wing, you know, total control over the media, total control over corporations, gun control, eugenics, genocide, everything that the left in America is practicing and advocating for today. That's what Adolf Hitler was all about. And he, of course, passed gun control laws that said that government is the only legitimate source of power, the citizens cannot be armed. And then he used that disarmament of the citizens as a way to more easily round them up, the Jews in particular, and send them to concentration camps and commit mass genocide. Now, in that context, if you ask most people, would it have been right for a Jewish citizen of that time to bear arms against the evil regime of the Third Reich? Or even more specifically, would it have been right for a citizen of that time to, let's say, if they had the chance, to murder Adolf Hitler? And there's even a movie about that, by the way, you can watch the attempts to kill Adolf Hitler that failed. Many attempts to assassinate Hitler by the German military branches, military people, who saw what was happening and they were trying to kill Hitler in order to save the future of Germany. You know, there were anti-Hitler elements within the Third Reich at that time. But the question again is, would it have been right for the people to rise up and shoot Adolf Hitler or shoot his top generals or shoot Joseph Goebbels or shoot the top members of the Nazi Party? Now, most people, when thinking about that context, would say, yes, it would have been correct for the people to rise up against Hitler and the Nazis at that time. But then most of those people will say, but today is not the Nazi Germany scenario. It's not the same. However, there is a point in the minds of most people where they say that's justified. So my question to you is, have you thought about where that point is on that spectrum? Okay. On that spectrum of citizens' responses against a tyrannical regime, how much tyranny do you put up with before, in your mind, and I'm not even going to answer this question, this is for you to think about, how much tyranny in your mind is the right amount of tyranny to trigger a moment where the citizens should be able to rise up against that tyranny and remove them from power, or even shoot and kill them, as in the example of Adolf Hitler? Where is that point in your mind? Because most Americans have not thought about that question. They assume that it's always wrong. But that's not true. What if, for example, and this is just a what if President Trump became an evil Nazi? Now, I know the leftists think he is already. And this is their argument right now for their desire to kill Trump. They say he is Adolf Hitler. But of course, that's absurd. I'm saying, but what if he actually did turn into a madman, a dictator who was running concentration camps and rounding up Democrats, putting them on railroad cars, and moving them over to gas ovens and Zyklon B gas chambers and mass killing Democrats in death camps. Okay, that's just a what if. I'm not saying that he's doing that. Obviously, he's not. But if he were to do that, would it be right at that moment to kill the president, if that were the case, as a thought experiment only? And I think most leftists today would say, well, absolutely. In fact, they think they should kill President Trump right now, as I mentioned. So clearly there is some point at which people would think that it's wrong. Now, as another thought experiment, what if Barack Obama had done the same thing? What if a black president had run concentration camps and had rounded up conservatives and gun owners and patriots and had them gassed in ovens? Now, if you were to propose that thought experiment, a lot of leftists today would say, well, that's justified because conservatives are fascists and they deserve to be killed. That's what leftists say. So you see, there's no consistency in the thinking of most people today. Number one, most people haven't even thought about this possibility. And secondly, when they do think about it, they are biased and tribal in their thinking. They think it's okay for Democrats to turn into dictators and carry out mass genocide, but never for Republicans to do so. While the rest of us, normal, sane people, would say, it's wrong in both cases. You should not round up people and commit genocide, period. And the number one defense against doing that is to have the people armed. Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, the JPFO, to this day, is a nonprofit that argues for the rights of Jews to be able to keep and bear arms. And wouldn't you know it, the Jews in New York, who are under attack by the radical Islamic terrorists who are wielding machetes and knives now and engaging in mass stabbing rampage attacks in New York, the Jews are arming up. That's right. The Jews, who have always tended to vote Democrat, they are now becoming pro-Second Amendment. You know why? Because they want to live. That's why. Because there's a lot of Jews who remember the fact that if they had been armed in World War II, they could have shot some Nazis. They could have shot maybe Hitler himself, or certainly some of his generals and high-level military people. They could have defended themselves. And it turns out that having an armed citizenry is the best defense against tyranny. And that in every case throughout world history where there has been mass genocide and the killing fields and executions on a large scale, you know, tens of millions of people, it has been in the context of those people being disarmed first by a tyrannical government regime. If you had had armed citizens, you could have prevented the deaths of hundreds of millions of human beings in the last century or so. Think about that. If the Jews had been armed, they might have been able to stop Adolf Hitler. And how did we stop Adolf Hitler? We armed a bunch of 19-year-old boys, American, you know, army troops, Marines, and we sent them over there to do what? To put bullets through the heads of the Nazis and to kill Hitler the same way. Mortars, bullets, bombs. I mean, how did we solve the Nazi problem? We did it through kinetic energy by blowing their brains out is how we did it. And mortars have a way of doing that. It's amazing what the military can accomplish with even a 105 millimeter howitzer or whatever, or an 88 millimeter, German anti-aircraft gun. You know, kinetic energy is what it took to stop the Nazis. And you notice, this is important to understand, that in world history, we did not stop Adolf Hitler by having a committee vote. We didn't have a conference where we all meet in the middle and agree to coexist. No, we put bullets through the heads of the Nazis. We put mortars into their headquarters. We had Sherman tanks. And let's see, what were they firing at that time? 65 millimeter rounds, I think. I don't know exactly. Pretty big shells. Not as big as the Germans, but pretty big shells. 60 millimeter. We were putting large tank shells through the vehicles of the Germans. We were blowing them to pieces, literally shredding their bodies. And the Germans were doing the same to us with their MG-42s and everything else that they had, their Tiger tanks, which were far more powerful, but required a whole lot more fuel and more maintenance, by the way. But that's beside the point. We did not We did not try to sit down with the Germans and say, let's coexist. We recognized these Germans are lawless. They are lawless. They respect no national boundaries, kind of like the Democrats not respecting the American border today. And these Germans, they respect no law, kind of like the Democrats that respect no law with their sanctuary cities or their attacks on the Second Amendment. And these Germans are ruthless and violent, kind of like the Democrats today and their radical leftist Antifa, you know, terrorist groups that are always committing violence against Trump supporters. And these Germans are carrying out euthanasia and just killing people for no apparent reason, kind of like the Democrats with their infanticide and their baby murder that they call abortion slash women's rights to murder their babies. And so with the Germans, we decided, can't negotiate with them. Let's just, I guess we, the Allies, are just going to have to put bullets through the heads of these German troops until we get to Adolf Hitler and put a bullet in his head. And that's how you stop those Nazis. That's how you do it. And that's how we did it. We landed boats on Juno Beach, right? And gold and whatever they were called. I don't know all the names. Utah Beach. We landed troops. We walked through a hail of gunfire and mortar fire and anti-tank gunfire on the beaches. Our men died, burned alive in the tanks that were hit by the German anti-tank fire. But we persevered. We took casualties. We took the hits so that we could defeat those Nazis. We did not at any point sit down and say, let's try to coexist with these people. We knew that they had to be destroyed. And so I think that that point exists in the minds of every reasonable person living today. There's a point where the tyranny is so bad that you can't negotiate with them anymore. You have to just go in and kill them, which is what we did in World War II. And by the way, the Russians helped us. The Battle of Stalingrad, the surrounding of the German, what was it, the Sixth Army. I mean, we're talking about Russian women fighting with every last shred of every last piece of rifle that they could cobble together to defend their city against tyranny, to defend their country. And yet we still have people in America today that say it's never right to rise up against government. Really? Then you don't know history. You don't know history. And I challenge you to think about at what point should that be triggered? That's the question I asked earlier. And again, I'm not going to answer it for you. But in the context of things that are happening in America today, when there is a tyrant named Governor Northam, and this tyrant is trying to take away the Second Amendment rights of all the people of Virginia, which is a fundamental right, after the people have already been denied their First Amendment rights by the tech giants on the left, you know, the left cult that runs the tech giants, to take away your First Amendment rights and the Second Amendment rights, my question to you, I'm not going to answer it, but my question is, and I don't even know the answer, is that a trigger point? Is that enough is enough? I don't know. Maybe you think that the people of Virginia should be abused even more, to have their children murdered in abortion centers, to have their food poisoned with pesticides, to have their water poisoned with fluoride by the government, to have their brains fried by 5G networks in the capital city of Richmond. Oh, guess what? All those things are happening. Is that enough? I don't know the answer. That's for you to figure out. But at some point, clearly, if Governor Northam just said, we're just going to start killing all white babies instead of just the black babies they tend to focus on right now. What if he went around the state and said, white babies are illegals, or at least white males. You have to cut off all their penises and murder them. Would that be enough? Or would there still be people in Virginia, maybe even you, who says it's never right to bear arms against the government? The government's the legitimate authority. Really? What if they're murdering your babies? Would you then take up arms? Would you then, and this is a thought experiment, I'm not calling for anything, but I'm asking you philosophically, would you think that that's the point at which you could shoot the people responsible for that mass murder of babies? Or would you still sit back and say, we don't have the right to rise up. We have to petition. Let's sign an online petition. Let's just vote them out in the next election at the voting booth because we're nonviolent. Imagine if the Allies did that in World War II and said, well, we're not going to oppose Hitler with bullets and mortars and tanks and bombs. No, we're just going to vote them out of the, you know, United Nations, even though it didn't exist yet at the time. But you get my point. And this is a philosophical discussion. I'm not advocating any particular point of action. I'm asking you to explore what's your limit? How much tyranny will you take before you might decide to pick up a rifle and fight for freedom? That's my question. And I don't know the answer for you. I mean, I know the answer for me. I know if in Texas they banned all rifles, that would be it. The people of Texas would march on the Capitol. And probably my prediction is, even though I'm not calling for this, my prediction as an analyst is that the people of Texas would shoot dead the lawmakers in Texas who passed that law and the governor who signed it, which would not be Governor Abbott. He would never sign something like that. I'm just theoretically, as a thought experiment, if a bunch of Democrats ran Texas and they passed a law that turned every gun owner in Texas into a criminal, the people of Texas would march on the Capitol and shoot those tyrants. That's my guess. That's my analysis. And the reason I bring this up is because I recognize in human history, there is a point at which the people have had enough genocide or enough lawlessness or enough tyranny or enough corruption. There is a point that has been reached again and again throughout history, not just World War II, but other points in history. And it seems to me that events are converging that are pushing us toward another such event in America in the not so distant future. And so I'm going to keep asking people, what is your trigger point, or tipping point, let's say? Maybe that's a better one. What's your tipping point? When do you say these people have to be stopped by force? I'm curious what people think. Or are people just going to lay back and be sheeple and be steamrolled by tyranny and just agree to be slaves, like the people of China, for example? Maybe that's what Americans have decided to do because they're too fat and lazy and overfed and overmedicated and life is too good. They've got welfare and food stamps. So they're just going to ride it out. Whatever, man. I haven't done anything wrong. I don't care if the government's going to surveil me and not let me own a gun. I don't need a gun. I can dial 911, man, whatever. I'm curious. Are people going to live that way? And how much tyranny will they take? And that's why I'm asking this question. I mean, I've got my answers, but I didn't really share much of my opinion here, but I'm just one person. What matters is the opinion of millions of other Americans. How much will they tolerate? 1861 through 1865 was another time in American history where lots of people, millions of people decided we've had enough. We're going to fight. That was the Civil War. People gave their lives to fight for what they believed in. They said, enough is enough. We're not going to just go sit down and negotiate and vote. We're going to just start shooting each other. I get the feeling that we're getting close to that time again. I hope we don't. I don't want to see violence. But I also don't want to live under tyranny. So think about that. This is all a thought experiment. I don't misinterpret anything I say here as advocating any particular action. I'm talking about philosophy and history and modern day events. Where are they leading? Because I fear that a civil war is about to happen. But I don't know the mind of every American, so that's why I'm asking these questions. But hey, stay informed. Read my website, newstarget.com or civilwar.news. And you can hear my podcast at brighteon.com. That's the word bright, B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N, brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, We're honest. We have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.